This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go into hour number two. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol. He'll be back with us on Monday. A couple of days off for a TGJ. No doubt, not happy with how the Lakers did last night. You bet on the Lakers last night.
I know.
The one time I believe in them. Stunned by that.
The one time.
Yes, we'll go through all of our daily gambit results from last night. Take a look ahead to some games coming up this evening. Padres were, all like Tony Gwynn Jr., idle today. They did not play spring training. I believe there was a game on the a B-League game, they call it.
Oh, like
on
a back,
one of the
backfields,
yeah. Yes, and I believe Musgrove was supposed to pitch in that.
Oh,
but I don't think that like Sammy wasn't. You know,
he wasn't there, so I guess it wasn't.
He wasn't shirking his responsibility because they closed the Peoria Sports Complex
to everybody
today. So I don't know that anybody was there to see Musgrove pitch, but we might find out something about that a little bit later on. If we do, we'll pass it along to you. College basketball, Aztecs still ranked number 21 in the nation, although that is probably in jeopardy too after their loss to UNLV. They've got Boise State in the regular season finale tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Viejas Arena. Some football news today, Scrape, real quick.
What is it?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Who have been parting with player after player after player. Signed a tight end today, Jonnu Smith, former Tennessee Titan, former Atlanta Falcon, who had a career high 50 receptions for the Falcons last year. I don't really recall him doing a whole lot of much.
He was a good fill-in fantasy-wise.
Nah, 50 catches in 17 games.
Let me rephrase
that. That's less than three per game.
When your tight end was on a bye and you had no one else, he was a good option.
He wasn't a good option, I don't think, at any time.
Well, you're talking to the fantasy football champion over here, so you know.
Dolphins, and they have themselves a new tight end, Jonnu Smith. Can you say Super Bowl? I hope the 49ers are drafting a game plan right now to slow down Jonnu Smith.
I think they are.
In the big Super Bowl
I think
game.
That's actually what keeps Kyle Shanahan up at night.
Do you know that the Dolphins and 49ers play again next year?
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
I believe for the first time in ages, they're going to actually play down in Miami.
It has been a while. I know they've been here the last 2 years at least.
Yes, they played last year in San Francisco and maybe the year before that or a couple of years. But I know the last two meetings have been in San Francisco. But they'll be in Miami, so you and I will get excited for that a few months down the road. That's, you know, pretty much the extent of what's going on. Minnesota Timberwolves did get some bad news today on Karl-Anthony Towns' meniscus injury being evaluated. The T-Wolves are number one in the West, right? Or they're either first or they're tied for first. But he's expected to miss a significant period of time.
Yeah, they're tied with the Thunder.
Yeah.
Imagine
there's not a lot of significant amount of time left before the playoffs start. You're looking at about 20 games before they start the playoffs. So Minnesota trying to make a deep run in the postseason. I think a lot of people think they will because they're young, like Oklahoma City. But we'll see. Without Karl Anthony Towns, probably going to be pretty tough for Minnesota. All right, you're up to date on the news of the day. Seriously. You can have a conversation at the water cooler and discuss all of the great goings on in the world of sports, including a check of the winners and losers in our daily gambit. What?
You're just being really weird today.
I have no choice.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We'll start with our bets from last night. And then, Chris, I have four bets I want to make, and you'll find them very fun. So hold on for that. Houston Cougars, -8.5 over UCF on the road. Chris chose UCF. I chose Houston. And Houston won the game, but they won the game by 8, 67-59. So Chris wins this bet.
Yeah, by a half point.
Yep, half point.
That'll keep the bettors on the edge of their seats, for sure.
It will. It's just amazing how they can do that every single time.
I know.
UConn at Marquette. UConn 5-point favorites in this one. Chris and I chose Marquette. UConn wins 74-67, so we both lose that bet.
But again, I watched the end of that game. Bettors were on the edge of their seats. Why? Marquette had the ball down 7 with like 5 seconds left. They inbound, guys wide open in the corner for a 3.
Mm.
Would have no impact on the game at all. But if he makes the shot, Marquette beats the spread.
Yeah.
And loses by only 4. But he missed the shot.
Yeah, he missed the shot.
I'm just saying, that's how close it was, whether you bet either side.
That is pretty close.
That is close.
Utah State were 10.5-point favorites on the road against San Jose State. And Chris and I chose San Jose State because we thought, hey, maybe they're kind of good because they play the Aztecs tough.
Yeah, they play the Aztecs tough,
and it
but
doesn't
not
matter,
so
though.
Much.
Utah State wins 90-70. Warriors of the NBA, 3.5-point favorites last night over the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris chose the Bucks. I chose the Warriors. And the Warriors won by 35 points, 125-90.
I got to duck in a score here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know you're going through the daily gambit, but this just popped up. There's a game in the West Coast Conference Tournament right now between Pacific and Pepperdine.
Oh, my gosh. It's on our TV. I'm going to go put it on right now.
No, you don't want to put it on.
I know.
There's 7:02 to go in the first half.
Yeah.
The score... And I triple-checked this. The score is Pepperdine 39, Pacific 2.
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's the score of the game.
7-something left.
7 minutes to go in the first half. 39-2.
That's embarrassing.
I don't know if I've ever seen a score like that.
I don't know that I've ever seen that either. It's legitimately 2 points. We have it on ESPN right now. Wow, that is crazy.
All right.
Well, now I'm paying attention because I got to see if they reach 10 by halftime.
I don't know that they will.
Last one was the Kings at the Lakers. Lakers are 2.5-point favorites. Chris chose Kings. I chose Lakers. And the Lakers let me down because the Kings won 130-120. All right. Going into our bets that I want to make for Saturday's English Premier League, Chris.
Oh, boy.
After we talked about
soccer. Are you
going to
do over-under on goals?
No, we're just going to do money line bets.
Hang on. Stop the presses.
Oh!
Pacific just hit a 3. It's now 39-5.
I kind of feel bad for them because this is very embarrassing. All right, first one. Manchester United against Everton. Manchester United favorite on the money line, -115. A draw is +280, and Everton is +290.
Wow. Many years ago... when I was doing a show, some guy waltzed into my studio to talk about some soccer promotion or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come to find out, he never mentioned it at the time, he was a part owner of Everton.
Everton.
The actual team.
Wow, that's good for him.
And he said, I'll send you a jersey if you want.
Oh.
I said, wow, why not? Premier League? I'll take a jersey. I don't know whatever happened to it. For that reason, I will take Everton.
Okay.
In an upset over Man U.
I don't have a cool story like that, but my brother-in-law is from Ireland, and he's a big Man U fan, so I'll pick them. Okay, the chat's going to need to help me out with Bournemouth. Bournemouth is playing Sheffield United. Bournemouth, minus 280 to win, plus 450 draw. Sheffield United, plus 650. So Sheffield United is not good. Neither is Bournemouth, but they're the favorites. I'm going to go draw, Chris.
How do you know Bournemouth isn't good?
Because I see.
Did you look at the records?
8-7-11. Yeah, the Sheffield United.
Well, they're over 500.
Sheffield United is 3-4-20.
They're over 500. That's not bad. I'm checking the table to be sure.
The table.
Sheffield United has won 3 matches all year.
Yes.
They've lost 20.
Yes, that's why I'm going to reverse my bet and go Bournemouth.
You're taking Bournemouth?
Yes.
I think your first instinct was good. I'll take a tie.
All right, well, I'm going to kick myself.
I'm sorry.
A draw. Thank you. Next one, Wolverhampton. The Wolves are in action against Fulham. Wolverhampton plus 150.
How many of these boring games are you going to try to make me keep track
of? Two more. Wolverhampton plus 150, draw plus 240, Fulham plus 170. These teams are very evenly matched. Wolverhampton 11-5-11, Fulham 10-5-12.
Not only that, they don't even keep the record right. 11-5-11 makes me think that you won 11, lost 5, and tied 11. That's not true.
No, it's different.
It goes win, tie, and then loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all backwards. I'll take another tie.
You're going to take another draw, okay.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to choose the Wolves like I did last year.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to choose the Wolves. Last one.
They're not the Wolves.
The Wolverhampton Wolves?
No, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Oh.
I mean, you know, if you're gonna try to sound like you know what you're talking about, at least know what you're talking about.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Crystal Palace, Luton Town. Crystal Palace minus 135, draw plus 280, Luton Town plus 340. I'm going Crystal Palace because I love that name.
I'll take the Palace as well.
All right. There we go.
And honestly, that was beyond exciting.
That was.
Soccer wagering.
That was. Why do I think they were the Wolves?
I don't know. It says Wolverhampton Wanderers right here.
All right. Okay.
Maybe you thought they were the Wolves because their name is Wolverhampton.
They're commonly referred to as the Wolves, according to Wikipedia. So I'm not that wrong. Okay, here we go.
You want to get into my bets now?
Sure.
Like real sports?
Oh, God.
Real games?
Is this how we're going to be all day?
Maybe.
Is this how we're going to be all day?
A little college basketball for you, Scraby. Fifth-ranked Arizona at UCLA. Man, UCLA has really fallen.
Mm-hmm.
They're 14-15. Fifth-ranked Arizona favored by 9. At Pauley Pavilion. I bet you UCLA hasn't been underdog by 9 at Pauley Pavilion much, if ever.
So Mick Cronin is not earning his $4.1 million in salary.
Not at all. Wow.
I'm going to go Arizona.
Arizona. You like the favorites. You love to give the points.
No, I just like to pile on the teams that are not good.
I'll take UCLA at home.
Okay.
I'm kind of mad at Arizona.
Why?
For snatching away Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh.
The Aztecs could certainly still use him.
Wasn't that his kind of choice, though?
Well, he it did was enter his choice the because portal. They he did. He wanted to see what was out there, and Arizona offered him like a couple $100,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Had little choice
That's
but
crazy.
To take that offer.
I don't like it.
UC San Diego, the Tritons, going after the Big West Championship. Even if they win it, they're not allowed in the NCAA tournament. As we've told you before, the NCAA is filled with a bunch of lunatics. What a dumb rule this is. Anyway.
Can you just move on?
Not really. Not today. I can't move on. UC San Diego, a game out of first place. UC Davis is in third place.
Ooh.
Tritons at home are still favored by 6.5. Tritons are 13-1 at home. You know what their only loss was at home, too?
San Diego State.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, barely.
I'll take UC San Diego at home.
I'm going to take them, too.
Okay. You know what? If you're a college basketball fan, go on out to La Jolla tonight. Yeah. Go see UC San Diego play.
Absolutely.
I mean, they've got a great team out there. Women's Pac-12 tournament. Fifth-ranked USC is a 7.5-point favorite over Arizona. Arizona's not ranked, but did recently post a win at Stanford. So Arizona's capable. USC led by the freshman sensation Juju Watkins. SC by 7.5. Scraby.
I picked SC last time and they did me well, so I'll do USC.
Again, you're giving the points.
Yes.
You're so obvious. It's pretty obvious
That's
what
fine.
You're going to do.
That's fine. Who was leading in the bets this week?
I am. I'm 9-7. You're 8-8. I'm just saying. You asked. I'm answering. Former Aztec coach Beth Burns, friend of mine, friend of the show.
If we were to call her right now, would she call you a friend?
Beth Burns?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I called her games for like 7 years.
Oh, so you do
at San Diego State.
Right,
I know her pretty
right,
well.
All right.
She's an assistant now at USC, so I'll take the Trojans. Seventh-ranked UCLA in the Pac-12 Women's Tournament. 4.5 over 22nd-ranked Utah. So two ranked teams here. But UCLA crushed Utah the last time they played. And I say UCLA will beat them again. I will give the points, as I'm sure you probably will. Because you don't like to take the underdog. You're not an underdog better. I'm trying to shame you into taking Utah.
UCLA.
Will you do it? No,
UCLA.
You still won't do it.
Yep. Can't do
okay.
it.
NBA, Golden State, Warriors, your Warriors. 8-point favorites at home tonight over my Chicago Bulls.
That was a weird laugh.
It was. Warriors beat the Bucks last night by 32 points. I'm sorry, by 35 points. They lost their game before that to Boston by 52. So for the Warriors, it was a one-game swing of 87 points. They went from minus 52 to winning by 35. Bulls have won the first two games of a four-game West Coast road trip.
Wow.
Bulls are still two games under 500.
I'm going Warriors.
Of course you are. You give the points
yep.
no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I just think that they're going to crush the Bulls.
All right. Well, I'm going to take that personally, and I'll take the Bulls.
Okay, perfect.
Plus the 8.
Perfect.
Final game, potential NBA okay. Finals preview.
Oh.
Boston Celtics, a 1-point favorite at the Denver Nuggets tonight. Nuggets won the first meeting in Boston by 2. Does Boston get revenge tonight, or does Denver hold serve at home, the defending champs? This is tough because Boston lost its last game at Cleveland.
Yeah, and they lost
it's hard to bet
in a
them.
Bad way.
It's hard to, you know, see them losing two in a row. I want to look at one thing. I want to look at Boston's road record, which is 19-10. Denver's home record is 24-6. I'm going to take Denver plus the 1 to complete the season sweep over the great Celtics.
I'll do Denver, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not the
but
favorite.
Now you'll take the point.
Well, yeah, it's
you'll
1 point.
You'll take the underdog if it's 1
it's,
point.
It's 1 point. It's 1 point.
All right, we'll see how we do tomorrow. When we come back, you know, I really wouldn't mind getting a couple of phone calls on this Padre ball club right now. I mean, where are you at? I gave you who, you know, Sammy and I gave you who we think is going to be the starting nine on opening day. Are you one of those ones where the glass is half full? Or are you one of those ones where the glass is half empty when it comes to the Padres a week and a half before they go to Seoul, Korea to start the season? 833-288-0973 if you'd like to chime in on Gwynn and Chris. We'll hear from you after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass half empty. Before we get to your calls, and I'll get to them shortly, I have a special bonus daily gambit bet for us, Scrape.
Oh, wow.
Pepperdine, 9.5 over Pacific in the West Coast Conference Tournament. Who do you like there?
Right now, I think... I think I like Pepperdine.
I think I like them, too. We told you the score was 39-2.
I got to see the live odds.
They are now at halftime. Pepperdine 58, Pacific 9.
Mm.
That's unbelievable. Now, Pacific did go 0-16 in conference this year.
They were 6-25.
No, 6-25 overall.
Yeah, overall, yeah, yeah.
You know, these are the kinds of things where I wish you would just allow your brain to catch up to your mouth. I said that they're 0-16 in conference.
Yeah,
and then you said no, they're 6-25.
I don't think I said no.
You did. They're
not
no.
I don't think I ever said no.
Go back on the tape.
Okay, the last time we did this, you said Angels twice.
I said
the Angels were playing the Angels.
I said they're 0-16 in conference. You said no, they're 6-25. I said no. They are 6-25, but they are indeed also 0-16 in conference.
Fine, I will check in the break.
Pacific shot 3-28 from the field.
No.
In the first half, 10%. Pepperdine shot 22-32, 69% field goal shooting for Pepperdine.
I mean, that's incredible in its own right.
Yeah. 58-9 is the halftime score. I've never seen a halftime score quite like that.
What do you even tell those kids when you go back in the locker room?
Which
play
ones?
For pride, baby.
The Pacific kids?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you just got to tell them we're starting 0-0. Let's go out and, you know, play a good second half.
A random ham says he feels like Pacific is prime for a comeback.
Sure, sure. Did you find the live odds?
They're not even offering them anymore.
They're not offering
them. Well, on the website that I went to, they're not offering it.
They're not offering. All right, let's get to some phone calls. Ladies first.
Yes.
So we'll start with Justine out there in San Diego on Gwen and Chris. Justine, how are you doing today?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Where do you come down on this? We are only about a week away from the team leaving for Korea. Is your glass for the Padres half full or half empty right now?
My glass is half full. My
That away, Justine.
But, you know, we have, like, some young players. I think we're going to have some good buy-in. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the buy-in she talked about.
Explain that a little further.
Yeah, explain what you mean by the buy-in.
Yeah, I think that when there are young players, who are just eager to, like, get playing time and make a name for themselves. I think they want to do good things or big things for this program. And I think that, yeah, when you have young players, they're like team guys, kind of, rather than selfish players, if you will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you, Justine.
I think that there are some people, not Justine, but I think there's some people that look around at last year's team and wonder if there wasn't just a hint of that we're too cool for school attitude around the Padres. You know, we've got all this talent. We've got all of this money. We've got all of these superstars. But they never took care of the little things last year. I mean, that's the thing that killed them. The base mm-hmm. running, the throwing to the right base, obviously hitting with runners in scoring position. But they lost so many one-run games because they didn't pay attention to detail.
Yes. They would get caught on the bases. They would
there was always
make bad plays.
There was always a little something somewhere.
There was.
So I think what Justine's saying is, you know what? We got a bunch of young, hungry guys. They are going to pay attention to detail. I must say I agree with her.
I do, too. And, you know, I think there is something to young, unproven players that can jumpstart a team like that.
That are trying to prove themselves.
Because it makes everybody else have more fun. It makes the veterans have more fun. They can get in on it, too. And it just gives the team more energy.
So Justine's glass is half full. How about you? 833-288-0973. Let's go to Tom in Carlsbad. Tom, drink up.
Yeah,
half empty, half full.
Better scoop some of that ocean water. yeah, not even half full.
Not even half full. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I did have one other thing before we finished, but I'm excited to see young players. Maybe it'll put some hunger out there for these old guys. But I really had a question for Chris. When you were swinging and you went on the IL from that toothbrush, did you miss work?
Oh, he's asking if you missed work due to you tearing your thumb
accident?
Ligament. Yes.
I didn't miss any work.
I think you missed.
I think I got surgery on a Tuesday, and I know for a fact that night I broadcast an Aztec women's basketball game. So I didn't go on much of an IL if I did.
You know,
did
I will
at all.
Say this, Tom, and thank you for asking about this. I think that Chris did try to come in, hopped up on Vicodin from the surgery, and Tony and I said, you need to go home because you just needed to lie down. So Chris did show up to work even though he was.
Yeah. I did do a basketball game the night of my surgery because I remember I was in so much excruciating pain and I was still trying to call a game.
But, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm a gamer, Tom. I'll be honest with you. I think I am. Scrape, back that up. Oh, come on.
No, I signed because I have to agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
agree.
It's really hard in radio to not want to post. Because if you don't want to post in radio, then what are you doing? You have to be here.
I like to post.
Almost every day.
I definitely like to post. If I miss any part of the show, it's always because I'm usually working,
doing
another.
Like Tony, the only reason he misses
the
show.
Doing a broadcast.
Is he's got a billion things going on, and he needs a little vacation right now.
You know, I wanted to talk. Is Tom still there?
Yes, he is.
Tom, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me why your glass isn't even close to half full. I mean, why are you so down on what's going on?
Well, I like the players they have. They don't have enough of them. They don't even have the fifth starter yet, do they? So it's just you need players.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, we'll see. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate that. We'll see. I mean, we got some other phone callers. If you'd like to join in, it's a simple question, but, you know, explain yourself when you come on. Half full, feeling good about this team, or half empty, not feeling too good?
I'm never
We're a week
half
before.
Full guy.
No, you've been pretty half full.
For sports, for some reason, I'm a glass half full guy, but for life, I'm a glass half empty.
Yeah, for life, you're a glass like a quarter empty.
Like empty.
Yeah, empty. Just straight empty.
Just straight empty.
Yeah, you've been much more positive about this upcoming season than I have. Although I'm on record as saying I think they'll win more games than they did last year.
You have, yeah.
There are so many questions in my mind that have to be answered with an affirmative for that to happen.
I was thinking about
this. At this point, because I think they're going to make some changes to the roster. It doesn't look like they're going to do it before the start of the season, but doesn't mean that A.J. Preller can't wait a month, see what he has, what he doesn't have, and then address some things. And I think that they still could do that.
Before we
I'm
get
hoping
a break,
they'll do that.
At 10:17 last night, I was trying to go to sleep. And the reason I know that is because I looked at my phone. But 10:17, I was thinking, maybe they don't need a complete roster in Korea. Maybe they can go play those two Korea games with their roster and then do some tinkering until the home opener, which is 6 or 7 days later. So they don't have to be done with their project and turn it in until the Giants come to town for that home opener.
All right, but those games in Korea do count.
They do count, but you can get through two games, I think.
Well, you can get through two games. You can lose them both 14-0.
That's,
I mean, remember
true.
The first spring training game this year against the Dodgers.
It was like 8 runs in the
first
inning.
They get out of the first inning. All right, we'll take a break. More calls. If you're there, stick on the line. We will take calls in the next segment. We don't do it often, but I think today's a good day to do it. Are you feeling chipper? Are you down and out? The Padres are a week away from leaving for Korea. Where do you stand? We'll find out next on Gwen and Chris. Know that I've seen that before.
That's pretty weird.
It was 58-9 in favor of Pepperdine at halftime, and then they started the second half. All of a sudden, it was 56-9. So that certainly increases Pacific's chances of getting back in that game. I don't mean to pay so much attention to it. It's just I've never seen a score like that in a college basketball game. I really don't think I've ever seen that score.
This is why I love sports. These major lopsided things.
Something can happen like
this. Either that or someone scoring 81 points like Kobe did. Those are amazing to me.
Well, this game caught our eye when it was 39-2.
Yeah, it was.
And we've been kind of keeping an eye on it ever since. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:40 is the time. We're going to get back to your phone calls. I want to find out whether you're feeling good or not so good about the Padres as they get down to the nitty-gritty here, about a week away from the team leaving for Korea. And what are we scraping? When are those games? I get so confused as to when the Padre-Dodger games actually. I know they're at 3 in the morning.
20th
but
and
what
21st.
Days?
20th and 21st.
20th and 21st.
Yes, 20th and 21st.
Is that a Tuesday and a Wednesday?
It is a Wednesday and a Thursday.
And so it's Wednesday at 3 in the morning, and it's Thursday at 3 in the morning. Is that how you understand it?
Yes, and then Tony told me, like, they are wasting no time in coming back. They're getting on the plane and coming home directly after
right after the second game.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's 3:05 a.m.
3:05 a.m. You get an extra 5 minutes to sleep before you got to get up and watch the game. All right, let me just, can I double check that? Do you mind?
Sure.
Because Wednesday, March 20th, yes, there it is, 3:05 a.m. Thursday, March 21st, 3:05 a.m. Okay. So those are the days we're less than two weeks away from the actual beginning of the season.
We sure are.
First game, by the way, if you're wondering about this, and I'm sure you weren't, but if you were, the Padres will be the home team in the first game. The Dodgers will be the home team in the second game. And we know it'll be Glass now. We know it'll be Yamamoto. We know it'll be Darvish and Musgrove. We just don't know the order team.
I think Yamamoto got roughed up yesterday.
A little bit?
Yeah.
All right.
He wasn't like he was in his first start, that is for sure.
He wasn't as good.
I got to get these numbers because they're actually kind of eye-popping.
For who, Yamamoto?
Yeah, for Yamamoto. I'm trying to find it off the top. Okay. Keep going, Chris, and I'll find it.
Thank you, Scraby. I appreciate you allowing me to continue the show.
Yes, you're right.
Candy and Temecula, welcome into Gwen and Chris. How are you today,
hello.
Candy? Hello, hello.
I'm doing just got back from spring training. We were out there for 5 days. So
yeah, did you have fun?
Really exciting to be out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you missed the rainstorm, apparently, because it's been pouring today.
Yeah, we got out of Dodge just in time, and then next week it's supposed to get quite warm. The weather was quite pleasant. So
yeah, I heard that.
But I am a half full. It's spring. How can you not be half full in spring?
Candy, thank you. Even though I'm trying to be half empty, yeah, you're right. It's spring training. Even the Royals and the A's and maybe even the Rockies' glasses are half full in spring training. You might as well.
I mean, you think where we came from in 1984, you know? I got some questions. Pitching is still a question mark. I think infield is good. Right field is good. Still have some concerns with left field, but they look sharp. Merrill looked really good.
Yeah.
And a couple other players. But you know, it's spring. Hey, it's spring.
Well, right. Candy, I think you've said it about as well as it can be said.
Thank you, Candy.
It's spring. your glass should be half full, unless you're like me, and then I start getting cantankerous
about it. Chris will go half full for about 13 seconds, and then he'll be back in half
empty.
He'll
get back to negative.
Yes.
Candy did bring up 1984. That was a World Series year.
And that came after
1983.
Thank you.
And they were 81-81 that year in 83. About the same record they had last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they ended up going to the World Series. In 1998, when they went to the World Series, that followed a season in which they were 76-86.
See, so, that's what I'm talking about. They turned it around one of those years.
It can be turned around. All right, good job, Candy. Let's go
to find this Yamamoto thing. This is really hard. Spring training stuff. Oh, found it.
Thank goodness.
All right, he went three innings yesterday. He gave up six hits, five earned runs, three walks, and he struck out four. So,
so his Cy Young award-winning odds went down from even odds to 2-1.
I mean,
everybody thinks he's the best player in baseball. I saw a list yesterday of the 25 best players in baseball, and he was ranked number 10. He's never suited up for a game.
That is wild.
Number 10 he was.
That is crazy.
I mean, that's a little high.
It's a little high. Because days like this are going to happen.
Absolutely they're going to happen. Let's go to Rob out there.
Rob.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. I don't know where you are, but you're on the show. Welcome to it.
How you guys doing?
Very good. How are you feeling about this squad about now, Rob?
I'm very optimistic. I know last year was a lot of pressure, but this year, eventually you're going to have some guys come up. You know, every club does it. You know, we're not in the only boat in there. But, yeah, it's exciting to hear about these young guys that we've heard about before, and now they're getting their opportunity. So this is what we want, right?
We want this as long as it's successful, right? If everybody comes up and hits 185, then it's not going to be what we want. I think, it's fair to be concerned, but they have to, Scrape, they have to just have a little bit more good fortune this year.
Yeah.
They got to get a couple of bloop hits with runners in scoring position.
Have to.
They got to hit a ground ball down the line that goes under the first baseman's glove and goes down in the corner and rattles around and three runs score.
What about that one that was going down the third baseline last year and it just hugged the actual dirt and
It never went fair last year.
Never.
You know?
Never. But that's right. And Rob, Rob's still there. I think you were talking about fans want to see the Padres develop players and have them stick within the organization. Is that what you were talking about when you said that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you get other clubs that you hear about this breakout star, Corbin Carroll last year, James Outman with the Dodgers. Why not Jackson Merrill? You know, we have guys and we draft them or whatever. We pick them up internationally. This is their time and this is what we want. Why can't we be optimistic? Why can't Merrill or, Marcy or Paulie, one of these guys just step up? And that's what we want. And that's what the optimism is. And that's why I'm excited for these younger guys, because we have some veterans, and with these young guys and with this new system, it's just the belief and buying in. And I'm big on the whole brotherhood. If you can buy in and play for one another, you can just move mountains, So
love it.
Wow.
I'm fired up right now.
All right, Rob. Very good, Rob. Thank you.
I'm going to try to move a mountain right now.
Would you please? Get back to me. Let me know how that goes.
I think I would hurt my back.
John in East County, what say you about?
Hopefully John's not at 7-Eleven. He told me he may go into 7-Eleven.
Uh-oh. Getting a big gulp, John?
No. I'm back on the road with my drink and my peanuts.
he said peanuts.
I know he did. What kind of peanuts do you get at 7-Eleven? Like shelled peanuts?
How about honey roasted cashews?
Got it. Okay. Oh. Very good. All right. I'm down with that.
I hate to be the one, but after completing my 54th disappointing year as a Padres fan, and I look at this year's roster so far, and I look at where we were last year at this time. I mean, last year at this time, people were setting beach chairs up down on Harbor Drive, waiting for the parade.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody bought in. I mean, last year, and then, look what happened there. I just look at this year's roster so far, and it's like, I don't know. I just can't get excited over it. And I think starting out in Korea, and by the way, I called him before, I couldn't get through. I think going all the way to Korea playing two games has got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Why wouldn't they play a four-game series? I mean, I've done those flights, and you're going 12 or 13 hours, and then, you know, 13 hours, 14 hours back to play two games. I don't understand the idea behind playing two. Why not play a four-game?
John, they are playing more than two. They're playing some exhibition games against some Korean teams. But I think you're bringing up a pretty good point. I mean, it's not like I know Major League Baseball is trying to follow in the footsteps of the NBA and the NFL.
Thank you, John.
And have games, you know, overseas. We talked about this yesterday with the NBA. It doesn't make a lot of sense in a league where you have three games a week to send a team to France and then make them come back and play in Cleveland 2 days later. In football, it makes more sense, right? You can fly to London on a Monday, right? Get in there on a Tuesday. You got 4 days before you play.
Oh, yeah.
You get
totally
a bye the next week. Yeah, you come home. Football, it makes sense. So I think I don't disagree with you entirely, John. I mean, why is baseball, is it really making that huge of an impact to play two games in Korea?
I bet it is. I really do bet it is, because I've talked to one of my friends.
But what is the impact? Where does the impact where does it show that they buy more gear in Korea this year?
And the fan, like, they're going to be fans of the Padres made in Korea, and they could be lifelong fans. Same goes for the Dodgers.
Yes, and how many games are they going to be coming to?
Those Korean fans of the Padres. That doesn't matter, because they're going to buy the merchandise. They're going to feed into the system somehow.
They're buying the merchandise. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I see what you're getting at. But I got to believe baseball fans in Korea, if they're looking at all at the major leagues, they're probably buying Ha-Seon Kim jerseys already.
They are.
And now that Woo-Suk Go is here, they're going to buy his stuff.
Yes, they will. You're right.
So the Padres have to go to Korea to sell more jerseys?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, it's not just about selling the jerseys. You got to think that this is a spectacle. Shohei Ohtani, I know he's on the Dodgers, but he's going to be there. This ticket is very difficult to get. Many people are going to be coming from far away that live in that region so that they can see American baseball.
Okay, I think John brings up a good point. I wanted to agree with him. Thanks, John. Enjoy the honey roasted cashews.
Yes, yes.
And let's now tell you what the traffic is like while you're eating those. All right, let's continue with some phone calls before we get to the top of the hour. Chris versus the fans is coming up. I want to get to Steve down there at the bottom of the board. Steve, you are at the top of the board now and on the Gwen and Chris show. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We're pretty good, pretty Steve. Good, pretty Where are you at here? You thumbs up or thumbs kind of shaky?
So, gents, I'm a 14-year Padre fan. I grew up a Detroit Tigers fan. Always going to love my Detroit Tigers. Obviously, I know about the Bless Me Boys, 84-year. My father-in-law and me, we go back and forth about that all the time. But as a Padres fan, as being a guy here, as an outsider looking in, watching a lot of spring training, gone to 60 games last year, I got to tell you, I'm really, really impressed by the talent pool and the ability for these folks to step up into these positions that are maybe they're not quite ready for, but they're going to be ready for. I think they're going to do really well this year. I think they're going to win 88 games. I know that's a bold claim, but I honestly see it happening because they're playing with more synergy, and I think that camaraderie matters. I think last year the expectations were crushing them, and then the ball never went their way. So I think they're going to do well.
Nice job, Steve.
Nice job, Steve.
Even though you were an 84 Tiger fan and broke our hearts. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. He mentioned this, the Tigers in 84. The marquee saying about that team was, "Bless you, boys."
Why?
I don't quite know, but somebody somewhere said, "Bless you, boys." That Tiger team in 1984 started out the season 35-5.
Wow, that's pretty good.
How'd you like that?
That is pretty good. Yeah. I got to say, I wasn't alive then, but
that was a good start to the season.
That was.
They rolled to the title that year.
Someone said Steve is a front office plant from the Padres calling in. There's no way Steve's a front office plant. I can tell you, that was pretty funny, though.
We'll send you your check, Steve.
I just feel like a lot more people are optimistic because of what they've seen so far from the younger guys in spring training.
They've all had good springs.
As exciting, we're taking a lot more phone calls, Chris, of people with glass half empty.
You mean glass half full?
No. If the spring wasn't as exciting,
oh, then they'd be glass half empty.
We would be doing the doom and gloom right now. Which
I get you.
I don't blame them for feeling that way.
All right, what do you want to do? We got more phone calls on this, but we're supposed to clear the lines for Chris versus the fans.
Let's clear the lines. We got to
do Chris versus the fans.
We have to.
But if you're online and you can get back with us in a little bit, please, you know, try to do that.
Yeah.
Because we'll carry on this conversation, but we always do Chris versus the fans at 4 o'clock. And I happen to be on a two-day losing streak. I haven't answered a question right since Monday.
Feels like a two-month losing streak.
Oh, I know. You love
this.
Feels
amazing.
You love this. So we'll see what happens on Chris versus the fans today. Dial in for that chance to go to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. The rest of you callers, I apologize, but we will try to get to you a bit later in the program. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's continue with some phone calls before we get to the top of the hour. Chris versus the fans is coming up. I want to get to Steve down there at the bottom of the board. Steve, you are at the top of the board now and on the Gwen and Chris show. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We're pretty good,
pretty
Steve.
Good, pretty
Where
good.
Are you at here? You you thumbs up or thumbs kind of shaky?
So, gents, I'm a 14-year Padre fan. I grew up a Detroit Tigers fan. Always going to love my Detroit Tigers. Obviously, I know about the Bless Me Boys, 84-year. My father-in-law and me, we go back and forth about that all the time. But as a Padres fan, as being a guy here, as an outsider looking in, watching a lot of spring training, gone to 60 games last year, I got to tell you, I'm really, really impressed by the talent pool and the ability for these folks to step up into these positions that are maybe they're not quite ready for, but they're going to be ready for. I think they're going to do really well this year. I think they're going to win 88 games. I know that's a bold claim, but I honestly see it happening because they're playing with more synergy, and I think that camaraderie matters. I think last year the expectations were crushing them, and then the ball never went their way. So I think they're going to do well.
Nice job, Steve.
Nice job, Steve.
Even though you were an 84 Tiger fan and broke our hearts. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. He mentioned this, the Tigers in 84. The marquee saying about that team was, bless you, boys.
Why?
I don't quite know, but somebody somewhere said, bless you, boys. That Tiger team in 1984 started out the season 35-5.
Wow, that's pretty good.
How'd you
good.
Like that?
That is pretty good. Yeah. I gotta say, I wasn't alive then, but...
That was a good start to the season.
That was.
They rolled to the title that year.
Someone said Steve is a front office plant. from the Padres calling in. There's no way Steve's the front office plant. I can tell you, that was pretty funny, though.
We'll send you your check, Steve.
I just feel like a lot more people are optimistic because of what they've seen so far from the younger guys in spring training.
If they've all had good springs.
As exciting, we're taking a lot more phone calls, Chris, of people with glass half empty.
You mean glass half full?
No. If the spring wasn't as exciting,
oh, then they'd be glass half empty.
We would be doing the doom and gloom right now. Which
I get you.
I don't blame them for feeling that way.
All right, what do you want to do? We got more phone calls on this, but we're supposed to clear the lines for Chris versus the fans.
Let's clear the lines. We got to
do Chris versus the fans.
We have to.
But if you're online and you can get back with us in a little bit, please, you know, try to do that.
Yeah.
Because we'll carry on this conversation, but we always do Chris versus the fans at 4 o'clock. And I happen to be on a two-day losing streak. I haven't answered a question right since Monday.
Feels like a two-month losing streak.
Oh, I know. You love
this.
Feels
amazing.
You love this. So we'll see what happens on Chris versus the fans today. Dial in for that chance to go to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. The rest of you callers, I apologize, but we will try to get to you a bit later in the program. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.